I also mentioned about the First Nation treatment from the white, according to the natives' own recall. Well, what it means is that there were times the native people tells a story about the way they were instructed to assist the European fur traders and how to fight each other for the fur. They were assigned to be a middleman. They were told to carry the goods into the wintering camp of the trappers, and at times there were two companies who came to emerge after the first fur traders. These independent fur traders, they were opposition to the Hudson Bay Company. When the two companies came to operate in the same region, because they fight for the same goods, which is fur-bearing animals, they have a competing system. A system was to establish the middleman, to establish the outpost operator, or a salesman, sort of. A salesman usually carried the items and walked house to house, district to district, to try to show the goods which he tries to sell and get the person to agree to order some more. This was applied amongst our people. The fur traders, the managers of the post, hired the person who has understand or is royal to them to take their goods into the hunting camp of the First Nations trappers, so that they will eagerly trap some more animals because of the treatment they receive from the company. And when the opposition companies came, another fur trading companies, independent fur trading companies, there was this conflict of the fur trading. Competition was fierce, which even led to the First Nation people to fight each other, even to kill each other, in the area of the close to the Hudson and James Bay district. Most of the First Nation, which we call Oji Cree people, these were the ones who crisscrossed the land, James Bay and Hudson Bay, to deal with the Hudson Bay Company from one post to the other, and then later on became to trade with both companies, opposition and the Hudson Bay Company, which led to the bloodshed in the area of Altsenburg. That was the first recorded and well-known incident amongst the First Nation in James Bay and Hudson Bay to kill each other because of the fur trading companies. And this, when this happened, that was part of the exploitation that came from the fur trading, which caused our First Nation to fight each other, of those who like to rub shoulders with the white men, of those people who wants to be a royal to the white men, especially the Hudson Bay Company, and those who like to join with the other fur trading companies, independent fur trading companies, which caused them to fight each other. This is where the situation came, as we understand it in white men history or the fur trading logbooks, which describes the royalties, the royalists, not royalists, but those natives who were royal to the Hudson Bay Company. They became what they call home guards. Home guards were the ones who take care of the Hudson Bay managers and Hudson Bay Post, or serve them, or serves as a servant, and always hang around close to the Hudson Bay Post. They hunt for the company, they guard a wood for them, they took care of them, and see that they remain their comfort in their houses. And when it's necessary for them to take the goods out into the hunting ground, they did so willingly. And they don't care who they beat along the way. These were the home guards, and these were the people who considered themselves very close to the white man. And these were the families or intermarried with the white people. And they were the ones who caused the seed today, which we have a mixed plant, which is so evident in Pewanic and other and other west coast of Hudson Bay, west southwest coast of the communities along the coast.